Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so I did do a video version of this, but I was like, nah, bro, I gotta talk more on this because there are probably some developers and some people behind video games that think along these lines. And I'm going to shut all those ideas down because the thing is this, what you need to understand is that a gamer, right? A gamer. Somebody that plays your guys' game on a regular basis. And then the worst thing about it, right, is that let it be that gamer where it's like they're not somebody like me. Me, I'm a little bit more open when it comes to my criticism when it with gaming and stuff. So I'm not gonna hold back. I'm gonna say how I really feel about your guys' game. But my thing is this, right? Let's say there's that gamer. They're like, they're the angel of gaming. They're the person that got nothing but good, nice, amazing things to say about your game. Never once has been negative about your guys' game. Might be negative towards the people in the game, but have never once been negative towards your game. Play your game all the time. Put hours upon hours into it. Then, let's say it's a content creator. Let's say it's a, you know, yeah, they do both YouTube videos and they do Twitch streams. And they play nothing but your game, right? Now, how do you think that gamer is going to feel? Where every time they leave the game, I mean, at the end of the day, they do have that choice. They 100% have a choice on whether or not they want to tip after the they've been done playing the game. And my thing is this. Now, let's say, yeah, you know, they got nothing but good things and nice things to say about the game. But let's say that they lose every game. You know, my thing is this. I'm not going to give up my hard-earned money because you guys... And it's something where I'm like, why do you guys think that you deserve a tip? Like, I feel like that there's a lot of things to discuss about this, but I'm like, that would be my question to video game developers that believe that they deserve a tip after, you know, been finished playing their game. Why do you guys think that you deserve a tip? Because what I'm confused by is that a lot of games today, more so the big games, the AAA titles, the games where you'll see commercials of them on TV, you know, you'll see advertisements for them on either YouTube, Twitch, wherever. You know, it's like, this is a game that we played back on the original Xbox and PlayStation 2. But the thing is this, all these years later, you guys done came out with whatever game that y'all decided to come out with, but it doesn't hit like games used to back in the day. That's something that I can say about video games from back then to now, is that a lot of games back then, even if it was on some simulation stuff, there was still some sort of fun to it, you know? And I think that a lot of people are trying to make it out to where it's like, it's not fun. Overall, it ain't fun. Like, I'm trying to think of different words and different things. I'm gonna just be flat out honest. Gaming right now isn't fun. The only reason why I think there are some aspects of gaming right now that are fun is because it is indie developers that's going back to the original formula. They're actually, and that's the thing that people don't even like, the higher ups, like the bigger video game developers, what they don't realize. They'll have all these fans in their comment sections or wherever telling them, add this, do this, do that, change this, fix this up, all these other different things. They ignore all of that stuff, and that's just material for some indie developer. He or she is going to take in all that information, and they're going to come out with a Pal World. They're going to come out with, there's this new kart racing game that I'm about to try called Oh Baby Kart. What are some other games out there? There's all these different games that exist from indie developers where they just take in all that stuff that people complain about with the bigger games, and then they just put it in that game, and that's why indie games do so much better than bigger games. And people might want to find that hard to believe. You might be all thinking, oh, Call of Duty is always going to be the best. No, it's not. Older Call of Duties, yeah, like Black Ops, Modern Warfare 2, Black Ops 2, Modern Warfare 3. I'm saying all of them, like Xbox 360 Call of Duty games, and even the OG Xbox Call of Duty games, them are going to be the better Call of Duty games. But what they got going on right now, fam, just to pretty much kick Call of Duty off of this high horse that they believe that they're sitting on, if it wasn't for Warzone, I truly don't know where Call of Duty... You know what? No, I think I might have an idea where Call of Duty might be at. It might be a better game. We might get more content. But they put so much attention into Warzone. And I'm like, fam, imagine if Warzone were to, like, you know, be on, like, remember how, like, back then when PlayStation, when they got hacked and they were out for all those months? I'm telling you right now, so many different people will be taking, there'll probably be, like, Battle Royale games that's, like, not getting ready to come out, or games that's not getting ready to come out, and if they see that Warzone done been shut down, oh, them people are releasing their games early. There's gonna be games that's not even in that same genre, and it'll be, like, a racing game, or another Sims-like game, or a Dark Souls-like game. It'll just be any old type of game out there where they're all like, oh, Warzone done shut down? Cool, bet. I'm taking advantage of this time to promote my game, let everybody know. I'm like, oh, yeah, game gonna be free, or it's gonna be on sale. Yeah, so many people is going to be taking advantage of that time. But I feel Activision, that will probably be some of their most darkest days if Warzone was to shut down. And I'm like, fam, I honestly think it should shut down for a little bit so they can take the time to focus on their other games. Because when you look at the last few Call of Duty games, even with this last one that they came out with, Modern Warfare 3, this Modern Warfare 3 don't hit like the old Modern Warfare 3. And I feel like the old Modern Warfare 3, like when we were talking on all like the OG Xbox 360 Call of Duty games, I feel like the original Modern Warfare 3, that was like the one where it was good, but it wasn't compared to like the other ones, like Black Ops, World at War, Modern Warfare 2. Like, people wasn't looking at Modern Warfare 3, and now it's like you see this Modern Warfare 3 and it's like, fam, what? I'm like, well, how is it that you managed to sit down, take up all this time, right, to work on another Call of Duty game, and it seems like every year you're just putting out less and less and less content just so you can have it where we can play as different characters. Fam, if it came down to it where you erase all of these celebrities that's in this game and then you just give us a full completed game, I would take a full completed game any day of the week before playing this. And it's no disrespect to them, but Cheech and Chong, Nicki Minaj, 21 Savage. I'm trying to think, who else did they have in the game? Bruce Willis, I'm like, okay, I can understand. You know, Bruce Willis is a legend. Everybody's really a legend that I just named off. But I'm saying, though, at the end of the day, if it meant getting rid of all of those guys, right, and just having it where I'm playing the game and having fun with them, I'm like, fam, if you guys want to make a game based off of, at least if you guys going to put these guys in the game, have it where it be like we're doing missions based off of something that they want to do. Like, actually have them involved in the game. But I feel like that they just did that just so they can cut them a check. Like, oh, well, we're making money. We don't want to give this money back to the fans, so we're just going to give it to celebrities. That's some messed up stuff right there. That is seriously messed up. Now, to me, that don't even make no sense. And I've said this before, and I can't stress it enough, where I'm like, there are people that play your guys' game on a regular basis. And you can't even have them involved. The only reason why they would have them involved in the game is if they know that they're going to promote the game. So my thing is this: you guys are making all this money and you want a tip afterwards. For what? You, my thing is, and it's stuff like that where it's like, they'll trip about it. It'll be no different than people in the food industry where it's like you don't tip them after some service and they want to have an attitude with you. They want to get mad. They want to do all this other stuff. And I'm like, fam, if you guys aren't making enough money, then that's a sign right there that you guys aren't doing something right. I'm saying at the end of the day, if you guys, my thing is this, and there's no disrespect, but at the same time, it's like, if you guys are doing your job correctly, you wouldn't have to be worried about no tip. No, you guys would be making so much money. No, because my thing is this, imagine if they were like, you know what, like, let's say for this next Call of Duty, they're like, because if I know people will probably ask me like, well, you know, you're the gaming expert, you're the genius, what would you do to improve Call of Duty? Okay, so what I myself would personally do, Warzone, it's going to be its own thing. I'm going to have a team working on that. But I'm like, I'm definitely going to take some time to make sure of it, that we put together the best possible Call of Duty. So here's what my plan is, right? So that whole like open world, whatchamacallit, like campaign that they had. No, not going to do that no more. At one point in time, I thought that I, you know, probably that would be an idea down the road, I guess, for the people that do like open world games. But I'm not going to have it where it's on some old weird stuff where it's like you're doing a mission, but they're just, it's not really open world. It's like, oh, we're just going to have it where you could just go to wherever location that you want to go to first. And then you can, no, I'm going to have it where it's like some actual open world stuff. So I guess if I was doing an open world Call of Duty, or if they were all like, okay, the next Call of Duty got to be open world, I'm like, okay, then this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take some time off. We're gonna work on this big old giant, like, probably a Warzone map, but like four times the size of it. Because I'm like, if we're gonna be making a military game, we gotta be making a military game. So I'm gonna have it where it's like, okay, instead of having it where it's like, oh, things is taking place at this time, now it's taking place at this time. No, I'm gonna be like, okay, so the story is, it's a soldier, they're fighting for like 2 days, but they gotta travel for all these different places. But I'm gonna make sure of it. The missions are long. The missions, it ain't gonna be on no difficult stuff. Like, if you're trying to get through the game, you very well can get through that game. Ain't gonna be no challenges, no different. You can shoot people and they ain't gonna be like all crazy, like, and they ain't gonna be doing a bunch of damage to you. No, I'm gonna make it to where it's like you actually feel like a winner when playing that game, right? So definitely gonna be doing some stuff like that. And then, then people are like, okay, well, what about multiplayer? Because I'm like, if we're going to make a big Call of Duty game, we got to make a big Call of Duty game. So multiplayer, you know what? What I just started thinking, instead of having it be on some stuff where I'm all like, okay, because, all right, so, like, let's say if it's like Call of Duty, they're all like, oh, you got to redo Call of Duty Black Ops. So I'm like, all right, cool, bet. I'll do Call of Duty Black Ops. But I'll have it where it'll be all of the different maps, right? All the different maps where it's like, okay, they got Nuketown. I can't remember all, but I do remember Nuketown, but I can't remember the name of all the other maps. But I'll somehow, some way, try to work it in to where all of those maps, or even if it has to be separate, even if people are like, no, I want that to be separate, I don't want it to be, okay, cool, then I'll just come out with an open world campaign mode where it is actually open world. But multiplayer, on the other hand, I'm like, yeah, we're bringing back all the OG maps, and if we add some new maps, then those new maps would be added. But then it ain't gonna be on some stuff where it's like, oh, you gotta pay for that. No, my thing is this, you play the game, you put work into this game, it ain't gonna have to be you putting extra amounts of money. I'm like, yeah, I'll probably have it where the game is $69.99, but at least it's gonna be worth it, right? So I definitely have it where it'll be like, okay, weapons, characters, all that stuff, if you want to get them, all you just gotta do is do like how you've been doing when playing Call of Duty games, like back, especially back in the OG Xbox 360 days. Play the game, get good at it, build your skill level up, have it where you're going into a game, because I feel like that's something, excuse me, people don't even brag about, is when they go into a game and then they post about how many kills they get afterwards. It's like, oh, got a dub in Warzone, that's it. Excuse me again. But yeah, I'm like, I don't see where people be posting about like how good they are. It's like, okay, they get a Warzone win and then that's it. But I'm like, multiplayer campaign, all that other stuff, I don't see none of that. So that's why I'm like, yeah, definitely have it where I'm all like, you know, multiplayer is something that's going to be worked on. And then they're all like, okay, well, it's like you got to come up with a co-op mode or a zombie mode. OG zombies. It ain't gonna be no old weird stuff. If they're gonna do an open world zombies, then it's like, okay, do an open world zombies, but it ain't gonna be on some stuff. Like, I'll actually have it where it'll be like a survival zombie mode, where I'm like, okay, so instead of, it can even be that. It can even be its own little story missions, where I'm all like, okay, let's have it where it'll be on like a open world survival, or even just have it where it's like all three games are separated, where I'm like, okay, I know you guys want to, you got the campaign fans out there, so I'm like, if this Call of Duty is too big, then I'm like, okay, we're gonna come out with three separate games in the span of a few months, where we're gonna have campaign is gonna come out 1 month, next month multiplayer, you guys can play all the multiplayer you want, then come out with a zombie mode. But yeah, Warzone, we ain't gonna be focused on that. No more Warzone. Warzone is done, dead, and over with. Yeah, people still play it, but I'm like, no, we're focused on something else. We're gonna do something different. We're gonna do something where it actually stands out. I'm going to give back to the gamers, because at the end of the day, gamers is what made you guys into the business that you are. So asking gamers for a tip afterwards, that to me, that's some shady stuff, man. That's some shady stuff. And that goes for Call of Duty and any other company out there that thinks that, oh, it's okay to ask people for a tip. No, it is not. It is not okay to ask people for a tip. Especially, it's all like, if I feel that you don't deserve a tip, then I'm like, fam, you're not getting no tip. Point blank simple. So anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Like and subscribe if you are new to the channel. If you're viewing this on YouTube, follow or subscribe viewing this on a podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.